Time to talk some cricket. And joining us now, well, he was an all-rounder for Australia across all three formats from 2002 to 2016. Old teammate of Pups, of course, and president of the Australian Cricketers Association, and recently has released a book called Winning the Inner Battle. Shane Watson joining us. Shane, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on the show, and congratulations on the book. Now, what was the catalyst, Shane, for writing about the mental side of the game?
The catalyst for me to write this book is really all around an education that I got very late in my career, in 2015, from a guy from the US called Dr. Jacques Allaire, just around the mental skills side of life. And it was around a time where I was struggling performance-wise because of one thing in particular, sort of my mental environment really changed. And I was fortunate enough to get connected into Dr. Jacques Allaire through Will Power, the Aussie IndyCar champion who just won this season of IndyCar. And he connected me in after wrestling with pretty similar things from a mental skills perspective. And the education that I got, I spent 2 days with Jacques Allaire over in the US, and immediately he turned me around. The information that he gave me was information I hadn't heard before in and around the cricket pathways and that. So by then applying it over the next sort of 4 years of me playing more, so I only played a little bit of T20 cricket for Australia, and then I played T20 leagues around the world. Then applying this information was a revelation. So that's why I knew this information isn't really out there readily available. So that's the reason why I put this book together, just to be able to try and get this information out to as many people as possible, because I wish I knew this information when I was sort of coming through. A number of times throughout my career, I fell into the right mindset, but it wasn't something that I really directed, not compared to even someone like Pup, who is a lot more, had more of a mental understanding than I did, especially in around test cricket, be able to concentrate for longer periods of time. So skills that I was able to learn, now it's just put into a book so other people can get access to this really simple information. But it really just gets you thinking about the way that you do things, the things that you are in control in from a mental skills perspective.
Watto, congrats on the book, buddy. Mate, I know this is something that you always felt, even when you were playing, that you wanted to give back to, whether it was younger players or the current crop of Australian players. And I guess, you know, everyone always talks about the mental side of the game, but I feel like you with this book have gone, you've actually gone a lot deeper to, everyone says it, but no one actually does work on it. Do you think the current players are doing more work on it? Do you think there is still a lot of room for improvement? And from your perspective, mate, how important is this in our sport, in cricket?
Yeah, I think things are getting better. People are definitely talking around the mental side of the game and just mental health in general as well. So it's definitely, people are talking more, but just in general, with my experience and even coaching over the last year or so as well, it's not something that people really get under the surface and talk deeply about, what their thoughts are, what's going on in their mind and why those thoughts are coming in. I certainly never ask these questions. I know I asked you a couple of times, Pup, more so around how to get through the nervous 90. My goal is 150. So why would I get nervous in 90s? Because I'm actually trying to get to 150. So even things like that around your perspective has so much power. But you're not innately, some people just naturally have those skills and fall into those skills, whereas I certainly didn't. There was always a challenge to be able to work through what I needed to do. Again, it's something that people are getting a bit more education on, but I still feel, just even with the current crop of cricketers that I've been around, it's still something that's not really there. Yeah. Again, which is the reason why I just want to try and get this book out there. So just to give my perspective across of this information I was fortunate enough to get to be educated on, just to, even if it's just a conversation starter, so people then try and go and source more information if they need to, around how to be able to try and master the mental skills side of the game, because it's just something that I know there's so much more room to move and growth to be had. We've pushed the limits of technique, the physical side of the game, we've been pushing the limits for quite a while, but from a mental skills and a mindset perspective, we haven't really scratched the surface, I don't believe, with my experience.
No, I think you're right there. And I think sports are evolving all the time. And I think this is something that will continue to only get stronger. And the more we talk about mental health, the better the people will be. But just from your experiences and this book, does it focus on more of the positive way of thinking, or does it show you techniques to deal with negative thoughts that come into your mind. And, you know, there's times all sportsmen go through the highs and the lows. So from your perspective, Shane, do you concentrate on positives or is it a combination of both?
Well, the main thing that it talks about is the correct mindset and the correct thoughts. What is the right thoughts for you to have for when you're at your best and understanding that? And majority of the time, like all the time, it is positive, but it's just the right positive thoughts, the right thoughts that you need in your mind at the right time. So, and then understanding if and when a negative thought does come in, the control that you can, that you do have to redirect those thoughts to the right thing at the right time. So, so that's really a big part of what the book is all about, is just understanding what the correct mental environment and the correct thoughts for you are at any moment in time. And the only way that you really, that you do understand that is by defining, especially the best version of you. And that's the one thing that I never did. Technically, I did understood what the best version of me was, but the mental side of it, I never did until I actually went through this process with Jacques Dallaire and really deeply defined the best version of me on my bed day. So then every time I stepped out to play, I knew exactly what I was chasing. I knew what I was chasing from a technical perspective, but now I understood from a mental perspective what mental environment every single ball that I needed to get into and the right thoughts to be able to then bring the best version of me every single ball and just doing it over and over again. So those two things in particular are really just the genesis of and the core of this book.
We get a lot of messages and calls about the current Australian team and where they're at around support from the Aussie fans. I'm keen to get your perspective as president of the Players Association. You're very close to the players still. You spend a lot of time with them, and you actually know, you know, the quality of people that they are. But why, in your opinion, do you think the Aussie fans are just off the team a bit? They just haven't got that following that I think Australian cricket has had over a long period of time in this country?
Well, this is my opinion more so than exactly what I know inside. But my opinion is Australians always, the public in general, like the Aussie fighters, just for the Aussie team and Aussie people in general, just to be able to always, no matter what, when chips are down, they can see that there's that fight going on, that the team is really pushing no matter what. And I think that, even from my perspective in the T20 World Cup, just to see the way we sort of went about it, we just didn't have that real intensity and that real desperation every moment to be able to do what you need to do to be able to try and get across the line. Obviously, not pushing the limit legally, but obviously just from an intensity point of view. And there was only really, for me, a few moments where you could really see how much it meant to a few of those players in particular. And for me, that's really what the Australian public have always. They just want to see people having a crack, and no matter what. And I know things had to be really nice because of, you know, the situation that occurred a number of years ago that they had to sort of right the ship in the right direction. But nice is great, but you also want to show that intensity in that, and you want to see that fighting spirit as well. So that for me is, I think, what the Australian public has always loved watching, and that's what I love watching as well.
I, as a cricket tragic, like many of our listeners, just hate the scheduling at the moment, and I think that's got the most impact on interest, Shane, is just the lack of context to all these games that are being played. I mean, it's the million-dollar question, isn't it? How do we solve this? Because you could see it. I went to that game at the SCG the other week, Australia and England, and it had no context, and the fans voted with their feet accordingly. I mean, how do we solve this?
Yeah, well, that's why you can see franchise cricket in general around the world started to put so much heat on the scheduling, because franchise cricket, there's always something riding on every game, just about. And that's why when there's World Cups, one-day World Cups, T20 World Cups, whether there's Champions Trophies that Papa and I played in, or even a test championship, a World Test Championship, where every test match is something riding on it. And that's what everyone wants to play in, because there's context, there's something right on every game, but also from the people who are watching, they can see through when the people are just going through the motions a little bit as well, because there's nothing really riding on that game. So that's where the franchise cricket that's really starting to ask a few questions around context and around the world, that's where, you know, that momentum's really starting to speed up and will come at us very quickly.
Well, we appreciate your time, mate, and again, congratulations with the book, and for all our listeners who want to get an insight into winning the inner battle and helping to eliminate stress and anxiety to perform, it doesn't just apply to cricket, does it, Shane? Across all forms of life, you can apply this.
Oh, absolutely. It's the examples in the book are my cricket examples, good and bad, how I use information, how I certainly didn't use the information as well. But the fundamentals of the information, of the mental skills, are universal across all aspects of your life, because in the end, we're always performing in every aspect of our life. So it'll give people just more of an understanding of how to be able to bring the best version of themselves. And just while I'm here as well, the only way you can get my book as well is through my website, shanewatson.au. I am self-publishing it, so it's not in the bookstores. The only way you can get it is online through my website, shanewatson.au.
Okay, so Shane Watson, that's .au, is it? Yeah, shanewatson.au. Okay,
yeah, right.
Well, what oh, mate, thanks for your time, mate. Enjoy, and chat soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Great to chat to you guys. Thanks.